that cone is called the straw of this foot.
No, I just mean the whole thing, you know, that.
That's the hoof.
Okay, and in all a horse has four.
Four hooves.
Okay, and something that you put on the bottom of the hoof.
Shoe.
Okay, and this is a game you play using those shoes. Okay. And name for a male sheep. Male sheep.
Male sheep.
Male sheep.
I haven't been dealing with sheep.
Okay. Okay. You know the name for a female sheep?
Yeah, I don't know. Name of goats, but sheep's out. I don't know the one name for the sheep, because I never was around.
Okay.
The goat.
Well, the stuff that grows on the sheep. Okay, and talking about hogs, could you tell me the different words you have for the, okay, a male hog?
Yep.
Okay, what's, male hog, is it gilt?
Well, lady hog is gilt.
Okay, okay, the youngest hog you have, like newborn, you call?
Pig.
Okay, it's a little larger than pig.
Show.
Okay. And then full grown male hog.
We call them hogs after they get grown.
Okay. What about a castrated male hog?
Well, he's called a barra.
Okay. Is there any difference if he's castrated when he's young or when he's...
Well, they grow all faster and do better.
What's the difference in names, though?
What different name?
Name, yeah.
Well, after they trim the bars on the before you trim the male hogs.
Okay. Is a gilt different from a sow?
No, they're both the same.
Okay. Then a name for a, the hair on, the stiff hair on the hog's neck.
I never didn't know no different. That'd be different, isn't it? No, they call it bristles up there.
Okay.
Neck, when they get mad, they'll bristle up.
Okay.
Then you never call it bristles.
This is something that a wild hog has, long.
Whisker?
Okay, I'm thinking of something that's, I think it's sort of trimmed down or something on domestic.
It's long, real long teeth.